Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It sort of caught our eye the other day, a piece in CT Mirror about solar and about, you know, actually, is it CT Mirror? I apologize. He used to be at CT Insider. He's at CT Mirror. CTMirror.org is where you can find the piece. In some Connecticut towns, clouds form over new solar developments. John Moritz is the author, and he joins us now on Brian and Company. Sorry about that glitch. I still got to get used to it. How are you, John?
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Interesting stuff. You know, when I first looked at the headline, I'm like, oh, maybe this is pushback because, you know, what's going on, like, on the sound with the wind stuff and the president's sort of pushback on alternative energy. But this isn't really about that, right? This is a different kind of dynamic where we're getting pushback on solar.
Yeah, I think it's just to kind of give your listeners a sense of what we're talking about. This isn't really about the smaller systems that you might put on, you know, the roof of your home or business. These are large utility scale systems that take up, you know, in some case, you know, acres, in some cases, many acres, many football field size solar arrays. And when you get to that size, there's specifically a agency of the state of Connecticut, the Connecticut Siting Council, that's in charge of determining where to put these and other large critical infrastructure projects.
So, I mean, you say a couple of football fields. The one in East Windsor, it says 350 football fields.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about the story about this woman who was initially for it and then sort of like in that Native American looking at the litter and you've seen the teardrops. She said she cried when she saw it. But they had to know the scale. It's not like they didn't know what was going in.
Yeah, so the project you're talking about here is Gravel Pit Solar, which is a little bit of an outlier. It's by far the largest facility in Connecticut and one of the largest in all of New England. It was proposed back in 2020, and you're correct. When it went through the Siting Council, the developers were clear in how big this project would be. I think where town people... people in the local community say they feel a little jilted is the name of the project comes from a gravel pit, a former, you know, rock and sand gravel mine that is located on town. And they thought the project was going to be kind of located exclusively on this rocky mining area. In fact, it is, as we see now, much larger. But the developers were quite clear in their application with the Siting Council back in 2020 that the size and scale of the project.
Yeah, we're talking with John Moritz from CT Mirror. You can read the piece at ctmirror.org. Is this, you know, again, it's not homes. These are, you know, bigger solar farms, if you will. Is some of the negative energy surrounding it causing some projects to be put on hold?
I think it remains to be seen. As I mentioned earlier, towns don't have the ability to, they don't have the jurisdiction over where these projects get put. Just as the town of Connecticut would not have jurisdiction over where to put a gas-fired power plant, These are critical infrastructure projects that get determined by the state. Hmm. The Siting Council has approved 80% of the applications that have gotten to date for solar farms. What might change in the future is if opponents can delay the process a little bit. As you mentioned earlier, the Trump administration has rescinded tax credits that were available for solar developers. Whether or not they can get those tax credits kind of depends on when they can start construction. You know, if they can get the permitting done and start construction next year, a lot of these developers might still be able to get in under the deadline, but that remains to be seen.
You know, I'm curious about, you know, you talk about a lot of these, especially in the northern central area of the state, they involve former like tobacco fields or at least agricultural areas. Are these, say, some of these pieces of land that are being used or proposed, were they actively being planted or were they fallow?
In some cases, it's a little bit of both, but you're correct. A lot of these, a lot of the density that we have seen in the solar industry in Connecticut is on former farm fields. And that kind of makes sense if you think about it. These are large, flat expanses of land that have already been cleared of trees that are open to the sun. So if you're a solar developer, and as long as there's transmission lines or some way to hook up to the grid nearby, that's kind of the perfect place for you if you want to be building a solar facility.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You know, I'm just curious, you might have mentioned it, if you did apologize, like this big one in East Windsor, and obviously it's there. I mean, how much power do they provide, and how integral are these projects in the overall, because it hates what we pay for energy, right? We have all this stuff with Pura and everything else. I mean, is it a core component of where we draw our energy from, or is it on the fringe?
So, Gravel Pit Solar produces about 120 megawatts, which if you were to think about, that's about, I think, about 80,000 homes. All around the state, we have about 400 to 500 megawatts right now of utility-scale solar. So, you know, for comparison, you know, a medium-sized gas-fired power plant might produce 800 megawatts. So at the moment, it's not a large part of our energy production, but Connecticut's electricity needs are growing, as are the rest of New England's. And currently, experts tell me that solar is the quickest and cheapest way that we can scale up generation now to handle those increasing needs. You know, The demand for new gas turbines to build a power plant, those are on backlog right now, several years. So even if you were to get a permit to build a power plant now, it would be several years down the road before you could even build it. Offshore wind, with the Trump administration's actions, is not really going anywhere anytime soon. So if we want to scale up utility-scale electricity generation in Connecticut in the meantime, experts say that solar is really the way to do it.
Yeah, and if you're going to compete for stuff like the data centers, you kind of need it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else in there that you want people to know about? I mean, it's pretty really interesting stuff. And I love when any journalist or writer starts with the human side of it, with, you know, people, you know, reacting to what they're seeing and what they observe in their communities. But anything else in there that you think is important to point out?
I just think it's an interesting look at the kind of competing dynamics where we have a state that has statewide energy needs, and that you know, it's a pretty common dynamic in Connecticut to see local pushback to building new projects or new developments. And that extends not, you know, to things like housing, but also to things such as power generation and electricity.
Hey, you were at that town hall with Lamont. What was that, last week?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
In Stanford.
Yeah. And just real quick, and again, you can read all of John's material at ctmirror.org. I mean, he sounded like a guy who was definitely running, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been coy in not announcing anything formal, but certainly gave no indication that he's not planning on running when he was speaking.
People sort of said, why would he go into that kind of environment if he wasn't, right? That's sort of at least what you gleaned from it. John, have a great weekend. We appreciate pieces like this. It's good reading, and it's good for people to hear about it.
Thank you so much.
All right, John Moritz from ctmirror.org. And again, they're doing a lot of really good work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.